the Word and talk about Jesus tonight, can we? Can we do that? Praise God. We the song that we were singing there tonight about joy. Remember? No other joy. That we were singing that. And as we were singing that song, I was thinking, because in my study, we come across that even today. And one of the problems in the church today is no joy. Or little joy. Even in what we call a revival, there's no joy. Bible study, there's no joy. Going to church, there's no joy. People sing, but there's no joy. You look on the faces of the saints, there's no joy. And problems. And they'll sit in church and the weight of the world, the cares, they bring their jobs to church. I mean, they're not working now, but their minds are working. They have the burden of the day's work. And they come. And the reason why is because we are not obeying the scriptures. We're not focusing on the scriptures. We don't know how to put Jesus first. And like the psalmist found the secret of a happy life. He said, I was glad when they say unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Do you feel a gladness? Come on. No. Don't tell me yes when you don't. Do you feel a gladness when you hear it's church time? When someone get into your presence, what do they hear? What are you marked by? What are you known by? Complaining and murmuring and negative. Always, what is God doing? what are you thinking about when you come to church? You're here. What do you expect God to do for you? Well, I want God to do. But what do you want to do for God? You expect God to do something. That's the thing. But what are you going to do about giving God something? When the scripture said, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart and into his courts with praise. If you don't do that, there's nothing promised to you. There's nothing promised in the Bible for, you know, you're sadding, you're complaining, or there's no promise in the scripture for that. Amen. But there's a promise, resist the devil, and what will happen? He will flee from you. Resist him. How do you resist him? Not just say, Satan, get off my back, but you resist him with praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You start praising God and you'll find out what the devil will do. Because God dwelleth in the praises of his people. You're still not getting it. God dwells in the praises of his people. And where two or three are gathered together, you don't have to be a crowd. Even by yourself. You can encourage yourself. David said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why? Why? You mean that the cares of this world and the things of this world, they has more power in my life and more control in my life than the Word of God? Is the Holy Spirit greater and stronger than any problems that you have? Is that Holy Ghost that you have inside of you? Is he greater? But the thing is that we're not letting the Holy Spirit work. I'm tired. Well, what do you think that is for? The Holy Spirit supplies every need. Because when you're tired, the joy of the Lord. All you have to do is begin to get happy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why? You know, you come inside and you have no energy. Your mind is not on God. You have the day's care. You're moody. Nobody better talk to me tonight. You're not talking to anybody. And your excuse, well, if you understand, Pastor, that I've had a hard day. Well, you come to church to shake off those shackles. Hallelujah. That's why you come to church, to break the bands, the shackles, and the bars that holding you, the chains that's binding you. You didn't come to church just to fall asleep. See? Or you have to chew gum to stay awake. Why do I chew gum? Well, I stay awake, Pastor. I want to hear what you say. But if you just let your mouth, instead of being filled with the gum, your mouth be filled with praise. You see, you got the wrong thing. You have the wrong thing in your mouth. You got a gum. But you should have the praise. When you have your mouth filled with praise, boy, you're just anxious to let that praise out. You can't wait to get to church. And when you come, you're not, I wonder if we're going to have a good church tonight. You know you're going to have a good church tonight. You know why? Because you've got a promise. Surely goodness. I'm going to have a good church tonight because I've got a promise. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Goodness and mercies follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See? And that joy of God gives you strength. The joy of the Lord is? It's my strength. And it's not just on strength just to lift up a metal bar, but it's strength to break through the oppressing force of the devil. It's strength that you can rise up with the armor of God and chase the devil and resist the devil, the Bible said, and he will flee from you. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Then while you're doing it, what else do you do? While you're resisting the devil, you draw nigh to God. How do you draw nigh to God? Praise him. Worshiping God. Thanksgiving. The scripture tells us, I just use the scripture, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart. I mean, there's a lot that you could complain about, but you're mature in the Lord that you know that you've been delivered from that area. Amen. Complaining and murmuring and all of that stuff. What somebody said about you. You get be above that. You don't worry about what people say about you. Yeah, you make a joyful noise. No, notice. It does not even have to be organized. Have you ever heard children making noise out there, listening, making noise? They're playing out there making noise. Yeah, have you ever heard kids? Noise. Well, that's what God's saying. Just make noise, but holy noise. Joyful noise. And you make it unto the Lord. You put your hands up and say, God, you know, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but it's for you. Amen. You tell the Lord, I'm out of words. I don't know what to say to you, but Lord, I'm just going to say something. And you lift your hands up and begin to praise him. And God dwells in the praises of his people. Yes. He dwells in the presence of his people. Then he gives us simple weapons that can destroy the devil. Like, who would ever know? Clap your hands. I mean, come on. Clap your hands, all ye people. It's amazing, isn't it? That's a weapon. Clap your hands, all ye people. But you don't clap your hands, you're entering to the battle without using the weapons. So what's going to happen? The devil's going to push you around. And he's going to defeat you. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout. Huh? Shout. With the voice of triumph. That's why God gives, you know, our parts, your feet, stamp your feet, clap your hands. Dance, singing, rejoicing. Hallelujah. All those are instruments that we use to defeat the devil. Why do you think the devil want to give you arthritis in your arms? So that you won't lift it up. Instead of lift it up and break through those, I got my arthritis and I'd like to praise the Lord, but I can't get my hands up. Lift up your hands. If you can't get it up, just go over by the wall and put it up there and do that. Lift your hands up, all ye people. Shout and rejoice and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And then you serve the Lord with gladness. And come before his presence. Wait now. Because you check yourself, and how many times you come there frowning? Huh? Frowning? And your face all ugly? I mean, you got makeup on. I mean, you look okay. But really, the countenance, because your spirit. God goes by your spirit. God doesn't go by, not just talking about women, because men too, there's men just as ugly as even worse. Moody and ugly. But when you begin to put God first, and joy and gladness begin to enter into your heart because you love the Lord, because you want to serve him, because you want to praise him, because you want to live with him forever. You really think that? All right, women, come on. Would you, if a man you're dating and he's come before you get married and he's always ugly and grumpy, you're going to have a second thought, right? Because you're going to say, boy, if you're so ugly and I'm not married to you yet, when I'm married to you, you're really going to be Mr. Ugly. You don't want to be Mrs. Ugly, right? Mrs. Moody. So what about the Lord? Because God doesn't want a moody bride. So he said, enter his gates with
thanksgiving.
Pretty up yourself. Come on. Look good. Love the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Enter his gates. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice. Lift up your hands, all ye people, and shout. Rejoice. The psalmist woke up one day and he wasn't probably not feeling good. He said, Why art thou cast down, O my soul? You got to talk to yourself. Why am I like this? Huh? Because if you can feel moody, others can feel it too. And you know when you don't feel good. But that's the time to pray. That's the time to seek the Lord. I tell you a secret. I want you to listen to me now. There's no such day as a bad day in God. Amen. If you got a bad day, you didn't have your mind on the Lord. Oh, I didn't know that. The Bible said that even when the enemy comes in, wait, let me correct that. When the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of God, like a flood, will lift up a standard against him. Because greater is he that is in you. Than he that is in the world. Because what's going on in you, the work that God's doing inside of you, is far greater. The anointing, the Spirit, the hidden man of the heart, that new man that God has placed inside of you. When you receive Christ, the Holy Spirit experience, you receive power. You are born of God, born of the Spirit. So you have something inside of you that you can praise the Lord. Amen. And I want to give you a verse of scripture in Isaiah, the 26th chapter. Isaiah chapter 26, powerful verse of scripture. You find that? Say amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 26, and go down to verse 9. Well, go. Let me read verse 8, and I like to read verse before. Yea. In the way of thy judgment. Is it up there? Verse 8. Amen. In the way of thy judgments. Are you all reading?
Yes.
Whole Lord. The scriptures are powerful. I have to read the scriptures. Have we waited for thee? Wait. The desire of our soul is to thy name. You ought to shout for that. Come on, you ought to shout for that. I'm showing you secret nuggets in the Bible. Amen. I'm showing you secret nuggets that we don't even know in the Bible. Because a lot of us read a little bit, a few favorite verses and that's it. But we don't get to know the mind of God. So, let me read it again. Yay. No, notice in the way of judgment.
O Lord.
O Lord. Where? Have we waited for thee? Where are you? You ever hear somebody say, I'm waiting for you, but you give them an address. Right? If you're going to meet someone, a place, an address, and a time. So they know. Well, now you're going to meet God. Your soul is going to meet the Lord. So there's a place. My Lord. And this place is a place of judgment. No, judgment doesn't mean destruction. But judgment means correction. Where he straighten you out and help you. The way of judgment. He meets you. You're waiting. There it is. have we waited for thee where? In judgment. If you would judge yourself, you would not be judged. And judgment begins
in the house of the Lord.
Somebody shout. So what are you doing here tonight? What are you doing here? Because this is a place of judgment. And wherever there is judgment, there is mercy. Come on, help me. Judgment and mercy. And we wait for you in the place of judgment. That means, Lord, I want you to deal with my case. Judge me now, Lord, but not in wrath. Not in your anger. So when you miss God, you don't hide it, but Lord, forgive me. I'm waiting for you in the place of judgment. So when you get to the kingdom, there's nothing there. Because all your sins are gone on before you. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So when you come to church and the pastor deal with your case, you get upset and you leave. You've left the place of judgment. Hallelujah. Do you get that now? The church, remember these messages, because your temptation will come. The enemy will test you. And you'll forget. You'll forget this night that, Lord, I'm waiting for you. You're waiting for God for a touch. You're waiting for God for a blessing. But where are you waiting? Huh? You might be in a moody state. I ain't going to go to church until I get my answer. You're waiting at the wrong place. You're not going to get the answer. The place of judgment, Lord, to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Lord, I'm not going to rebel at your words when you correct me. I'm going to obey and yield and change. Are you listening now? At the place of judgment, I'm waiting. Not just sit there and if the pastor bring up my case, I'm going to walk out. I'm going to give up. No. But I'll take it and make changes, because whom the Father loveth, he chasteneth and scourge it. Just mean give you a licking, a whipping when you need it. This is good. The desire, look at this. The desire of our soul is to thy name. All right, you want to get your soul, as Psalms 142, out of bondage? Yes. It's to desire the Lord. Yes. Jesus, I feel good. We're having church. The desire of our soul is to thy name. Bring my soul out of prison that I will praise your name. Because the desire of my soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Wasn't that good? Here's another verse now. You're going to shout. I'm showing you. We go into the Bible and show you these scriptures, how powerful they are. Look at this verse. Verse 9 says, remember now, you're waiting at the place of judgment. With my soul, how do you have a desire? Not your flesh, but your soul. How do you praise him? With your soul, your spirit. With my soul. So if you don't, you just, yeah. Your mind's not here. The devil's got the best part of you. With my soul, read, have I desired thee? There it is, in the night. Are you shouting? With my soul. You know, a lot of people come under attack in the night and they don't even know what to do. Take, yeah. Sleeping pill, more sleeping pill, extra sleeping pills. But look at it here. It said, with my soul have I desire thee in the night. Yea, that means. Yea, with my spirit. No, notice, see what we did. Soul, spirit, with my spirit. Notice it didn't say your flesh. With my spirit within me, will I seek thee early, for when thy judgments are in the earth, then the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Now let me go back again. With my spirit, my soul, have I desired thee in the night. Now let me, Sister Rosie wrote me a definition for that word desire. Look at that word desire. With my soul, have I desired. Look at this word desire. Get that word. Desire. And here's what the definition from Isaiah 26, verse 8 and 9. Desire. I'm going to read it. A strong feeling of wanting something or wishing for something to happen. Did you get that? Is that amazing? You said you didn't get it. A strong feelings or desire of wanting something or wishing for something to happen. That's how you do it when you get to the Lord, your soul. A strong desire. I want God to move. Yeah. I want God to pour out His Spirit. Yeah. I want God to save souls. Yeah. I want God to deliver from the power of the devil. Yeah. I want God to raise up men and women that will preach the gospel. I want overcomers with my soul. In the night, I have a strong desire for the church to stand, for the church to grow. I have a strong desire to be in the kingdom of God. Like the thief on the cross, remember me when you come into your kingdom. It's a desire. You want something to happen. I want God to move. I want God to bless the church. Hallelujah. Getting that? Verse 8 and verse 9, a desire. A strong, you see, we go to church sometimes, we go before God, but we don't have a strong desire. We just, it's a bypass. We say a little quick prayer, and Lord, you know I need this, and bless me and my children and my house, and that's about all. But when you got a strong desire, you become an intercessor. If you don't have it, you won't even worry about praying. Church don't mean anything to you. You could stay away from church and it doesn't mean anything to you. No conviction. You don't read your Bibles, you don't pray. Because here's what the psalmist says: my soul thirsteth for thee, O God. He said, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Said, my heart and my flesh cried out for God, for the living God. When will I come and appear before you? You got to have a strong desire for God. What about those living creatures and the elders? You think they just got there like that? No. They had to work. And we talk about, I wish God would use me like how He's using that person. No. Don't look at that. You look at Jesus. And You begin to have a strong desire. He goes on and said, long for, hope for, longing, or a craving. Just like as you crave for something to bring satisfaction or enjoyment. You know, you have a passion, excitement, something that you can't wait. Huh? A desire, a longing. Well, you've got to have a burning desire inside of your heart for God. Yes. With my soul, I desire God.
Yes. 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 Lord, hallelujah, Lord.
Yes. You understand the use of the soul?
Yes.
Is that you have a strong desire for God, a passion, a feeling, a craving, a hunger. I need you, Jesus. I want God. I love you, Lord. Not just come up with the lips. These people draw nigh to me with their lips. Blah, 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 blah. But your heart. You ever get to this place where you have a strong desire? Yeah, it's in the Bible. I just gave you the scripture from Isaiah, Old Testament. There it is. That's powerful. And I could read the rest of the chapter, but you can. I mean, see, if you judge yourself, you will not be judged. How do I judge myself? I just told you. You let your soul reach out for God.
Yes.
You desire God. Yes. You don't have to, am I going to go to heaven? You know you're already in heaven. Heaven on earth.
Yes.
Some people, when I get to heaven, I'll have joy. That's late.
Amen.
Oh yeah. God's not going to get no... Bring those sad, sock, moody. In the morning, everybody got to deal with that spirit. If you don't change it now, heaven's not going to change you. It's the church that changed you. And if you couldn't get changed in the church, you'll never get changed anywhere. Amen. A lot of people waiting say, when I get to heaven, and all they think about, the gold street, the milk and the honey going to make them happy. That ain't going to make you happy too long. But we've got to get rid of those and thankful spirits now. And if you can complain and murmur, why can't you praise him? Do you all always have to be so hasty and grumpy? And you know when you're mean and grumpy. Well, don't look so innocent. I don't know what that means. But we got to pray for you then. When you're shooting off your mouth, you're just like that quick and you're hasty. And you talk before you know. And your spirit acts up before you even hear the question. You know, some people you're afraid to even say nothing to them because they're going to act up before before they hear you and know, they act up. You got to get your mind off yourself.
Amen.
And get it on the Lord. Remember, here's what he said. I desire you.
Amen.
That's focusing on the Lord. With my soul. And that's the most grumpy time in the night. Can you wake up 12, 2 o'clock in the morning, nobody talk to you. All you desire, I'll get me back to bed. But you want God so much that even when your body's craving for sleep, you say, thank you, Jesus. Was it David that said 7 times a day? Will I praise the Lord? 7 times a day.
Yes.
And Daniel, when they told him that he couldn't pray to no God beside the king, what did Daniel do? Daniel left work early and went home and opened up his window and prayed to God. When they say you cannot praise him, that's when you open up your windows and praise him and let everybody know. And somebody say, are you a Christian? Don't deny it. You better believe I am. Why did you ask me? Can you see the joy on my face? Only Christian look like I look. Don't you see the joy on my face? I look different. Woo! It's a joy. Unspeakable. And full of glory. It's a joy that you have. And this joy that I have. Come on. This joy that I have. You've got it. That's why you clap your hands and shout, you've got it. Don't let the devil lie to you and say you don't have it. You've got it. This joy. I see sometimes you're sitting up, people sitting out there in the congregation. I don't mean tonight. And you know there's no joy. I don't mean tonight. Not this crowd tonight. But, you know, I've been places, and boy, I know they don't have any joy. Because if you don't read the Bible, if you don't pray, if you don't, do you know what it means? Like a desire. You want a car. You want a new car. You want a certain car. And you have such a strong desire for that car. You have such a strong desire for that car, that nothing changes your mind. You lay down, you think about the car. You get up, you think about the car or something else. Amen. That's a good revelation. When you're hungry, a craving for a cheeseburger. You know what I'm talking about? With the cheese in it and grilled onions. After church. But you got a desire, right? For something. But in this case, the desire is for God.
For God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Your desire for more of Jesus. We used to sing a song. I want more of Jesus. More and more and more. You've got a desire. My cup until your cup. My cup is full. And running over. It's a desire when you sit there and you meditate and you focus on the Lord. Like the psalmist said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water when he meditate on the Lord. And then you can't be running all over town. You have to be still. And know that I'm God. As soon as you said that you're going to spend some time with God and focus on the word, the devil keep you busy. And you have to know, hey, this is the devil. I'm going to have to say no to that person. As soon as you decide that you're going to pray, something happened. And when you have a little time, and you kneel down and open your Bible, guess what? You fall asleep. Over and over again. And you wake up and, how long have I been sleeping? You start praying, but you... That happened to me. That's why I can tell you from experience. That's why it's good to make time when you're fresh. For the Lord. Are you listening? Sometimes you might have to wake up a little ahead, a 15 minutes or half an hour ahead of time. And when you get out the road, and you ever do that, and when you go to work and you pray and meditate, you go to work, everybody's going to wonder, what? Do we have a new employee or whatever? Something? What's going on here? Is that the new person? Huh? Because you don't take all your problems to work, and you don't take all the problems home. Amen. Because I mean, if something happened to you on the job, it's not your family's problem. I mean, they didn't bother you, upset you. So you're going to have to shake that off. And you feel something binding, you cry out, God, bring my soul out of prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to yield or submit to this. Set me free.
Amen.
And whom the Son of God have set free, he is free indeed. Tonight, are you free?
Hallelujah.
You can be free. You praise him until you receive a breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You praise the Lord until you receive a breakthrough. And tell the devil he is a liar. If God be for us, who can be against us? So tonight in closing, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. God bless you.